This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. It's been a big year for 25-year-old Scottish violinist Nicola Benedetti, who recently won the Classical Brit Award for Best Female Artist. Last fall, as she was basking in the glow of her first performance at the last night of the proms, she was also watching her newest recording, The Silver Violin, skyrocket to number 3 on the UK album charts, surpassing pop star Justin Bieber. Well, that disc, a collection of film music for violin and orchestra, has just been released in the United States.
That actually was quite entertaining for me to watch. We were all, you know, just so thrilled. It's the kind of thing that you hope for, because in actual fact, the repertoire on the disc, although there are, you know, more famous pieces like, you know, the Schindler's List and the Ladies in Lavender track, there's a lot of much heavier music on it as well. So I was excited for that fact. I still am. I'm still very sort of proud and happy about that.
At the heart of this recording is Eric Korngold's Violin Concerto, a work based on movie music that he composed for Hollywood. Nicola says this concerto is really well suited for her.
I love the registers. I love the effects that he uses. I love the chance to make such a sort of luscious sound. Well, as luscious as I can manage. I think it's an emotive piece. I think it's, you know, heavy enough, but it has such an immensely entertaining quality to it. And that second movement, I think, it's like silk being spun. I mean, it's just absolutely to die for.
Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich wrote some 50 film scores. Two pieces from his popular score, The Gadfly, are featured on the Silver Violin. Nicola also includes another rare find from one of his earlier scores called The Counterplan. Along with the Korngold Concerto, she says this piece is her favorite.
I think if you listen to the three Shostakovich pieces on this disc, they really are miniatures and, you know, probably don't represent the main body of Shostakovich's work. But I think the contrast is quite extraordinary. And the Andante from The Counterplan is unsettling. It's very, very unlike a lot of the other sort of short, slow tempo tracks on the disc. So I was adamant that had to be on there.
The film Scent of a Woman popularized the tango by Carlos Gardel, Por una Cabeza. In his arrangement, British composer John Linehan returned to the original scoring for single strings, piano, and accordion. Nicola says they had a lot of freedom to improvise within the structure of this tango.
You kind of think tango, you think you can just go wild with it, but it actually requires the opposite. It requires an immense amount of restraint and control and accuracy and articulation. So the last reprise of the theme was a chance for us all to embellish on the theme. I mean, that was great fun to record. It's a rare chance to experiment with the actual notes that you're playing. You get to experiment all the time with the interpretation, but very rarely with, you know, adding and taking out notes.
This new recording, The Silver Violin, featuring film music for violin and orchestra, is one of many things Nicola Benedetti is really excited about this year. She sees this as an opportunity to share classical music with a broader audience.
I always have a level of awareness when it comes to the decisions I'm making for concerts, but particularly for recordings. You can be far more creative and far more daring, and it's just a platform that allows for a crossing of audience. And also because the original idea for the disc came from the Korngold Violin Concerto, it's a rare concerto that allows for so many connections to so many styles of music. So it was, you know, an opportunity that I tried to make the most of.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.